This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
And now, a monologue from Lamar Woods.
We all come to this place for magic. He begins. Oh, what was I supposed to read that part? We all come to AMC theaters to laugh, to cry, to care, because we need that, all of us, she said. Then, that's all I got. What the fuck, man?
Hold on, let me see if I can find the best.
She begins.
Okay, let's do it again. All right, let's see. All right, so the reason we're doing this, I know if y'all remember my man Neil way back in the day was on this podcast. And we asked, it was New Year's. It was the beginning of 2024. And he said he's going to learn monologues for his New Year's resolution. So I'm going to do it with him. We're going to learn it. And the first one is Nicole Kidman's AMC Movie Stubs monologue. That shit is popular. I'm trying to figure out what's going on there with the hand clapping. Do you still clap when that happens?
I used to. I don't anymore. I do have a friend who does it pretty consistently. But I do feel like as much That's as funny. Though I don't do it, it is a very good litmus test of like what kind of audience you're going to get for a movie.
Yeah,
I find
true.
That if you have a couple people clap, it's like, oh, it's going to be a fun, responsive group.
I do feel like it's changed, though, like because everyone did it at once. Now I feel like when I go to a movie right now and this.
I'm sorry. I wanted to. That was on purpose, but it was also an accident.
What, you have the video?
I'm trying to find a Magic Johnson one.
Monologue?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So like this used to play before movies at Magic Johnson Theaters. Let me see if it plays. They got this music behind it. Man.
What's up, y'all? It's Magic.
Hey, y'all. Yeah. It's Magic Johnson. Welcome to Magic Theater, where you can
laugh,
cry, and stuff your face with popcorn. Leave your hats at the door. No color.
Shit.
It was like no color lines, because it was usually in like, you know, black and blue gang stuff. And it's like the 90s where it was like, you know, so leave the hats at the door. I just want to try to find it because it was iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of going to the movies and seeing all that
stuff.
That
was a good time. That Magic Johnson was like an era. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just a baby.
I'm just a baby.
I don't remember Magic Johnson.
I don't know anything.
I don't know Magic Johnson.
Is he a magician?
I remember. Yeah.
Did you grow up here?
Yeah.
We talked about this. Where did you go to high school?
I went to Oaks Christian in Westlake.
Oaks Christian. Yes, mm-hmm. we
Oaks
mentioned
Christian
this.
Chris. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Clausen. Mark Tyler. We say this every time. I say these names every time.
Neil
and I went to the same high school.
Get out of here. Yeah.
Hamilton High School Academy of Music.
I'm in a room full of LA natives out here. Mm-hmm. Man, how's it feel to be in a room from people from California? Lamar.
How does it feel for that?
I'm asking myself that. I feel it feels great, you know? It feels good to be, I feel grounded, I feel at home. Because, you know, a lot of people aren't from here. A lot of people we know aren't from here.
Yes.
But you guys are. And that's a beautiful thing. All right, did you find the Nicole Kidman one? Or
me?
Do you have it? You don't have it, Neil?
No, I ain't got that shit.
We come to AMC Theaters for magic.
Do you want to do it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
I'll do it.
Oh, shit.
I'll do it for you.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Because I was going to say, this is how I want to hear it. And isolation in a sound booth, but not at the theater anymore. Because I feel like now when people do it or clap to it, it's like, it feels ironic or whatever. And then I feel like I'm not going to enjoy the movie because I feel like they're not there to take this movie serious. Mm. Everything's a joke to them. Especially when I went to see Origin. And I was like, no clapping.
It depends on the movie. I'm not, I haven't seen it yet, but it's like, I'm not going to go to Zone of Interest and clap beginning of the Nicole Kidman monologue.
All right, let's do it. All right, ready? Three, and a two, and a.
You know what to do.
We come to this place for magic. We come to AMC theaters to laugh, to cry, to care. Because we need that. All of us. That indescribable feeling when the lights begin to dim and we're transported someplace we've never been before. Not just entertained, but reborn. Give me a line read.
Dazzling images.
Dazzling images on a huge silver screen. Sound that you can feel. Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
It's like our heroes become, what is it?
Our where our heroes are the best part of us?
I think so.
Something like that.
Something like that.
And then stories are perfect and powerful because here they are.
Man, that was pretty good.
That was moving.
Hold on. So let me know when you get it done because that's, we're going to do it again.
I'll DM you.
Okay. that shit was emotional. You really, when you did it just now, you really hear the elegance in the writing of that.
So you went there.
Here's what's crazy about that. So, when you Google, I've been sitting here. I wasn't listening to you, Neil.
At least he's honest.
I'm sitting, I listened to the whole thing. I can't believe you know that. We sitting here, Magic Johnson Theater's pre-movie speech. The AMC Pledge of Allegiance comes up because it says, we come to this place for magic. So I think they should merge the two.
Yeah.
When Nicole Kidman comes out and goes, we come to this place for magic. And Magic Johnson goes, because it's showtime. he has a basketball, he throws it.
I saw that they're doing like a sequel to her monologue. Mm-hmm. The sequel was with Magic Johnson. That would go crazy.
What is the sequel going to be?
I don't know if they can jump the shark on that one and like try it. It's that like the first one just so jacket, iconic. So.
It got too popular and they went crazy with the second season. And now no one's talking about Yellow Jackets anymore. Real sad.
The first season was amazing.
It was. And then no one wants to talk about them in the second season. It's a weird, I feel bad for them, you know, because it's a good show.
It is a really good show. I enjoyed the second season.
Did y'all watch the People's Choice Awards?
Nor.
That was a good show.
That was my favorite show is the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah. I didn't realize like it's really the people. You know what I'm saying? It was so refreshing because I feel like it's so much scandal with like who should win Album of the Years, Oscar noms and stuff. It's like, this is the people.
Like all the politics of like the campaign, all that.
Best show on television that won was Grey's Anatomy. Mm. And it makes you realize like, this is the real talent here.
This is what's really going on. This is what they want.
Because here they are. Do you have a spotted, Ryan?
I do.
Give it to us.
Spotted. If any of you Barry heads out there, I saw Anthony Carrigan, who plays NoHo Hank, at the gym. At the gym.
Where you be gymming at?
I don't want to say because I don't want to be that asshole who's like, hey, everybody, go to this gym where Anthony Carrigan is. Boy.
That's the homie. We spotted him. He used to hang with us. He came to the club with us a couple times. I think he would just start a Barry around that time.
I was walking in, and it was just like, because he has such a distinct look, and there was like, it was just in passing for a second. And I remember in my head thinking, oh, that looks like Anthony Carrigan. And I looked at him, we locked eyes for a second. And then my next thought was, that's Anthony Carrigan. And then he passed, and it was it.
Wow. You could have said what's up to him. He's a cool guy.
I got nervous. I'm such a fan of his. I got like all shy. Yeah. And I'm also, it was one of those things, I'm like, he just finished a workout. He doesn't want to talk to anybody.
That's a beautiful. Did I just say this? No, it's a beautiful name. I love that name.
Anthony Carrigan.
Yeah, that works well.
It flows really
nicely. You think it's an actor name, or that's like it?
I think it's a real name.
It's a tight name. Like if I had that name, I'd be like, I'm gonna be famous for sure.
You guys have any spotted?
I do have a spotted. Well, Peter, I have a spotted through Peter. He saw William Baldwin today.
Oh, like fucking, what's the name? Serena's daddy?
No. Who?
William Baldwin, Serena's daddy.
Serena, who?
Vander Woodson?
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
I was like, Serena Williams' dad name is King Richard.
This is a show about Gossip Girl, Carl. Yeah. You know where the fuck you at?
That's crazy. Oh, shit.
You just were like, William Baldwin, whatever.
He texted me and Patrick and was like, oh, I just saw William Baldwin. And I was like,
I don't know if he should know, right?
I'll say that on the pod.
Is that the Baldwin?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Billy Ball.
And I was like, oh, I'll say it on the pod as like a spotted. And then, not even thinking that the motherfucker is on the show.
That's Daddy Vander Woodson.
I wonder if Peter knew. You think he knew or he just was like,
just saw him and was just like, I just saw William Baldwin.
That's funny.
Also, yeah, I got a gym. Okay. How often, have you seen this person at the gym multiple times?
Just once.
I won't say where I work out at either. I hope I haven't said it before. But I did have a gym spotted. I had a gym spotted last week, but I also have a gym spotted this week. Chloe Bailey goes to my gym.
Shit.
Oh, really?
That's really cool. New mama.
Oh, is that the wrong Bailey? That's the wrong Bailey.
I don't know.
That's the wrong Bailey.
That's the Bailey I was in the Donald Glover show.
You okay?
I'm choking.
Carl gets real choked up when you mix up the Baileys. Okay, yeah. She was in Swarm, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, she's in Swarm.
Halle Bailey is. Wish I could be part of that world. And I feel like that movie kind of underrated a little bit.
I watched it on a plane. Shocker. And I thought it was a lot better than what I was expecting it to be. I don't know what I was expecting, but I thought she was lovely. I thought she was great. Her voice is insane. Like, she's great. The scuttlebutt I can do without.
Yeah, that was a little tough. Like, why you do that? I just don't understand how you watch the cut and then be like, let's keep that in.
You know what we need is the scuttlebutt.
That's what you were talking about earlier, where it's like, where you'd be feeling cringe. Like,
yeah.
Because if you do a screening for that, I would feel like that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Like, because the movie was cool. Okay, so here's a spot. I want to ask you about this, Carl, because I don't know if this is real.
Wait a minute, hold on. We should get here before we. Very special friend of the show, Riley Anspaugh, is here. Give it up, Riley Anspaugh. Where's the bells?
I'm so happy
to be
back.
Where the hell is Rochelle?
Oh. I'm so happy to be back. Like, I have been so excited about this, and I'm in a Blair Waldorf Thanksgiving cosplay today.
We're going to have to clip this.
Too bad for you, because there's no video, but I am. Just imagine, like, what's
great.
The sickest outfit you've ever seen in your life? And you're like, oh my God, I bet she looks awesome. You'll never know what I'm wearing, but I promise you, it's what Blair might have worn.
Can I say that when I walked in today and I saw you, I was complimenting your outfit on site, not even being like, oh, you're dressed like somebody.
Thank you.
I just thought you was gussied
up. Oh my God, thank you. Well, it's the last season. It's the last Thanksgiving app. Not to jump too far ahead, but it's like, it's a pretty big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a fly off. I mean, with Blair's fly, I get so fly.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Now, I was hoping you would have worn the Native American costume she showed up to.
We're going
to
talk about it. In my notes, first thing I have is Native American Blair Waldorf.
That was wild. I did not remember seeing that the first time. I was like, all right, I got to ask you about this, Carl, because I don't know if this is true. So someone sent me a spotted. They said spotted Carl Tart on Bad Girls Club season 16.
That is true.
Really?
Yeah. First of all, you watching Bad Girls Club way back in the day. Shout out to whoever that was. Teaching improv.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow.
Teaching improv to the Bad Girls.
Amazing.
They did not fight. I also taught improv. I didn't teach improv on Basketball Wives, but it wasn't basketball. It was a clip from Basketball Wives with Drea from Basketball Wives. She had come to take an improv class. And I was in the class with her.
That's amazing. But very cool.
On this episode of Bad Girls Club, I was the teacher of this group. And I was like, these girls start fighting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a great time.
Bad girl. That'd be crazy. They're fighting in the scene. Yeah. In the improv scene.
I was teaching them how to do it. They were having a good time. And they would get a little rowdy at points. But they were having a good time. But yeah, that was back. That had to be like... 2013?
Really?
That's been like 10 years. That's been a long time. 2014, maybe?
That's a long ass time ago.
Yeah. Maybe 2015.
That was before Trump became president.
Before Trump. Before we had any knowledge of who Donald Trump was. We didn't know who he was.
It's crazy how
before.
These reality shows go on forever like that.
Yeah. We were just talking about one. Riley works on, can we say?
Yeah.
Riley works on Survivor.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember the last time I was on this show, I was about to leave.
Mm-hmm.
We were filming seasons 45 and 46.
Oh, yeah. You were like, you were like on your way. You were about to go to the airport.
You kept being like, I got a heart out. I got to get to the airport.
I'm on my way tonight.
I'm on my way to the airport.
A show that I have been binging from when I got COVID last fall, I put out, I'm like, I love reality TV. And I'm like, I want a good reality show just to binge. Like, I can't focus on anything. My brain is, you know, hot soup. And so I started Vanderpump Rules and from the beginning. Yeah. And I really did not realize that it's like, it started in like 2012. And so it's like, wow, it's a time capsule. Like the fashion, the statement, chunky necklaces, the chevron, the hair, especially the language of like, I'm like, damn, people really, it's like, especially all the women being like, the words whore and skank were thrown around a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it really was of the time of like, oh, he was with that Vegas slut. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I got two questions. So one, what is the concept of that show?
Okay. So it's a spinoff of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because Lisa Vanderpump was on Beverly Hills Housewives. Okay. And she is like a restaurateur businesswoman. And she owns multiple restaurants.
Shake Shack.
Steak and Shake.
Can you imagine?
That'd be funny.
I run Shake Shack. She has a restaurant in West Hollywood called Sir. And so the first season was starting out of like, it's this hot restaurant. So it's about all of like the wait staff and the bartenders at this like hot restaurant.
Okay.
And then of course now it's like they're on season 11, 12, whatever. And it's like, the staff very much, the cast, they very much do not work there anymore. They have their own business or whatever.
Yeah.
But what I learned, and I was very late to the game, that SIR is an acronym for Sexy Unique Restaurant.
Interesting.
The restaurant is called Sexy Unique Restaurant. And it's, to have restaurant be part of the name of the restaurant is, there's something very demented about it. And I love it.
Oh my God. That is hilarious. Okay. So my second question is, what is the Scandival thing? Can you break it down without knowing the characters?
Yeah.
Is he in the
basically,
news right
there's
now?
This. Oh, yeah.
He's back again?
He compared his situation to. It was like a New York Times article about how he became the most hated man in America. And he's like, honestly, it's like I'm not a pop culture genius, but like basically comparing his situation and the amount of press it's getting to George Floyd. And then,
great comparison.
This happened like an hour ago.
Yes, and then he came out with another statement like 3 hours later being like, oh, that was a really ignorant thing to say. I'm super embarrassed. This is not the same thing at all. But basically it was like he and this other cast member, his name is Tom Sandoval.
Okay.
And he and his girlfriend, Ariana Maddox, had been on the show. They had been together 9 years, lived together, and he cheated on her with another girl from the show. They were having an affair for like 8 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then you could, but it wasn't in the show. It was like happening outside the show, or we found out in the reality.
You find out in the show, but it's like no one knew. It's like, and so then it,
so
it came
out. Find out before the season started, so they watched the whole season knowing that this thing had happened.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So in his mind, when he's comparing himself to that, he's saying that everyone hates him now. Is that the thing?
Yeah, everyone hates him. And he got like, it blew up the news of like the Scandival, everything. And I think it's just like, he is, I guess, comparing himself.
I thought it'd be bigger
to
than that. It just seems like he just cheated. I mean, not that that's
no,
wrong,
I know
but,
what you mean. But yeah, it was a big cheating scandal.
I've said this to women before.
I don't know why it's a big deal. It's just cheating.
Homeboy's fucked up. But why is this such a big thing? And then I got my head ripped off. I met him the week before the shit went down.
Shut up.
At Schwartz and Sandy.
Shut up.
Because I have a friend who was his agent. And she still is Ariana's agent.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
You know what I'm talking about when I say agent.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There's only one agent. There's only one person who can help me now.
But so I met him. I met him at Schwartz and Sandy's because it's right there by UCB.
Yeah.
And then when that shit broke down, we went up in there one night. That shit was dead as a doorknob.
Yeah, like that's what I guess that's in my mind. Well, you know, I'm not gonna.
That's a big part of this new season too, of like how, like it just fully tanked.
It tanked.
Tom and Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yeah,
and, like
because that was his bar.
Yeah, yeah.
So they all got like they all worked at Stir, and
now they all
like,
their own ventures.
Out.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's kind of tight. I might watch this.
It's okay. It scratches the same kind of itch of this time, like the Gossip Girl time period. It's that they're earlier on seasons.
I worked with Schwartz and Sandy. I worked with Stassi Schroeder back in the day on the TV show. On this TV show that I did for E called Hashtaggers.
Hashtaggers?
Oh yeah.
More than meets the eye. It was this small series I did for E, and so they had E people come on there. And it scrubbed from online. You can't find it.
Oh, my God. Lost Media.
Yeah, it was only on E.com or something like that.
Oh, no. The Library of Alexandria is gone.
And she was like, oh, my God, we have to be Instagram friends. I love you guys so much. You guys are all so funny. We have to be Instagram friends. And we were Instagram friends for a while. And then one day I went to check, see if she's still following me. And I didn't make the cut.
No.
Yeah.
And so I unfollow her ass right back. The fuck?
The fuck?
Who was you? That.
Who was that?
I'm so sorry.
Well, thanks for explaining
Lawson.
That to me.
Of course.
I've been afraid to ask people because I'm kind of in the dark on it. But
No. Happy to help. It's really, really incredible television. I love it a lot. It's a great time, but not as great as this.
Not as great as this.
What we're about to get
into. About to talk about, and it's getting good. Oh my God.
Oh shit.
It's getting good. Eats cold treats.
So because Riley is a working woman in today's workforce with shoulder pads, answering phones, saying, got it. We have to record at night. It's nighttime.
Yeah,
right
I appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
The night is the darkest before the storm.
Young.
Gossip Girl after dark.
It cannot always
be night.
Gossip Kings after dark.
Yeah, who knows what might happen. The office is empty. We can say whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want.
We don't have Neil up here.
Marty and Amir looming over our heads and Jake
God.
And the Doughboys and Hanya. There's nobody here.
The Doughboys.
WNBC.
Jeffrey is not here.
We can do anything.
Casey's not here. Clay's not here. So we can do anything we want, and we're going to start by taking a break.
Ooh.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Bradley Cooper says Jay-Z was watching Judge Judy when he was at Beyonce house for a Star is Born meeting. What?
That's hilarious. Jay-Z watching Judge Judy. What?
We're back.
With Riley.
We're back and back and back with Riley.
Gobble, gobble, Upper East Siders.
Gobble, fucking gobble. It's our last Thanksgiving episode,
y'all.
I can't believe it. I was so happy when I thought it was going to be a Thanksgiving one. I was like, oh, here we go.
They're such iconic episodes.
They're really my favorite ones. Yeah, they always are good.
They always are good. This one did not disappoint.
No.
We're getting there. We finally getting some action, but it's still moving slow.
Yep.
All right, so I'm sure the end, the last two, we only got two more.
That's crazy.
Ain't it?
That's crazy.
Yeah, we finally did it. I'm sure the last couple are going to be interesting. But I'm missing some bodies here. Mm-hmm. I'm missing Eric. Where the hell is Eric? Don't tell me he's coming back. Don't say nothing. But I'm missing Eric.
Yeah.
There's no way. Oh, so we've been doing this thing. Neil, you didn't watch it, right?
I did not. I apologize.
It's fine. That's good.
That's good.
Just don't say nothing if you know anything. Don't say nothing. We've been doing a thing where we cover eyes. Mm-hmm. Lamar covers his eyes. Rochelle will cover her eyes if she saw it. Neil, you can cover your eye. Yeah, bring your beanie down.
I have a terrible poker face, so I'm putting my jacket over my beanie.
Eric, I would assume, may come back for a little bit.
I was like, Eric?
Eric may come back for a little something, I would assume. The person that I know is coming back, there's no way that this person does not come back, is, and don't move, don't say nothing. There's no way that Vanessa don't come back. So I'm waiting on her return. I thought we was going to get a little bit of a taste of it this episode. I thought we was going to have a little bit of something. We didn't, but that's okay. You can look up now. It's our last Thanksgiving episode. Georgina's asking Dan, how's the Serena chapter coming? And he's like, it's finished. And they in bed together at this time. She's sitting there eating.
Is this right after he smashed the night before?
Or is it
a couple days later? Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he's waking up from the smash. He's like, I finished it.
I finished two things. Chuck is in a funk. He's in his bed. The dog is outside the door.
One of my
barking.
Favorite lines of the where's Monkey?
He did say that. Yeah.
The dog just barking at his door. And then he comes later. And I love it. Nate's like, the housekeeper took him for a walk. And it's like, then he gets up. He's like, his barking at my door. Like, I really enjoyed the company. I'm like, dude, you can't even take care of your own. Yeah,
Chuck be getting in his bag with the sadness. Yeah. Like, bro, man, get your ass up, dog.
Get up. I ain't gonna lie. Like, the him and Blair thing. I've reached the burning point.
Oh, no, it's...
with the pack or just them generally?
The pack and all.
It's still dumb.
I really did forget. It's been a minute since I've jumped back. So to jump back into... But it's like, I was surprised and not of like... Just even the language around like, until I defeat my father, we can never be... It's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
No, this is stupid.
When are you going to get this to you?
She could just be like, we can do it together. Yeah. Like, I could support you. He's like, no, you don't understand.
I think that's the point. We'll get to that. But I think it's like, maybe the story is like, we're stronger together.
Of course.
Right? Is that the story you're trying to tell?
But it's just, I think there's their way of like, how do we stretch out their relationship over seasons? And it's him, it's like any problem that comes up in Chuck's life, he's like, until I deal with this, we can't be a couple. And she's like, why?
She tried to show up.
We can't be together anymore because I have to deal with a new thing. And he's mad at himself. He's like, we made it. It's so...
Yeah,
crazy.
I'm like, all right.
Have you ever made a pact? Y'all made a pact with anybody?
No.
I feel like that's something that only happens on TV.
Yes.
Let's make a pact. Let's make a marriage pact. If we're all not married before 35, too late.
Pac-Man.
All right, Roof, got a Lisa Loeb concert. It's a humdinger.
That was funny. It was like the camera was like, low.
You know how many times I had to rewind that to see what was on that fucking paper? What was on that paper?
Totally.
I kept rewinding. I'm like, what the fuck is on that paper? And then I finally saw, I was like, Lisa Loeb concert. And then we never saw it.
Didn't we call it a hormone-free spread?
Yeah, hormone-free spread.
You know her music? I don't know her.
Lisa Loeb?
What's her song that she famous for?
Baby, baby, I second that emotion. No, that's Amy Grant.
Oh, okay. Lisa Loeb.
I don't know no Lisa Loeb music.
Lisa Lopez.
Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Left Eye Loeb.
I know she looks like that comedian. What's her most famous song? Do You Sleep? I don't know. I don't know Lisa Loeb's music. I know the name, but I don't know who Lisa Loeb is.
But it looked like a humdinger way it was sitting on that.
He
back in his, so he's feeling good. Got rid of Ivy's ass.
Yeah, he got rid of Ivy. He's in the
I forgot about that. That's fucking weird. Yeah,
it was a dark time for our boy. We've been
struggling. How did you guys feel about that?
Let me tell you, Riley. I was done with my man.
Yeah,
I was done with.
Of course.
I was like, this show has it almost made me not want to watch anymore because I'm just like, bro, if Rufus ends this show being a villain, then I have wasted 3 years of my life.
It all
been doing
comes
this for three
down
years. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I can't, like, all right. I understand that that's how TV works. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Everything doesn't have a happy ending. But I definitely, because I watch so little stuff, I'd be like, as soon as it turns or something like that, I'd be like, I'm out.
I'm done.
I don't watch this no more. I like that person.
No, protect your space. Protect your time.
I'm going on YouTube.
And right where they still a good character. Like,
yeah. I'm going on YouTube and watching Crappie catch clean and cook.
Who side are you guys up with the Dan thing? I can't tell how. I know we hate Serena, but I feel bad for her a little bit with how he's doing her right now. But I don't know. Is that just me falling for the writing?
No emotion.
I feel nothing. I feel nothing. Burn her.
Just
the fact that he's like making her feel like you want to be with her.
No, that was shitty. I do feel bad for her in that regard. And also, I did watch some bits of the episode before this just to, I'm like, okay, what are we doing? What's happening? And I'm like, God damn, Serena's such a horrible friend. I mean, like, they're all horrible, but it was like in the episode before when it's like she goes to Blair's work and she's like, I'm not going to move unless you tell me we're friends again. It's like, dude, it's like she, so it's like there's so much shit that she does that's just so manipulative and just so one-sided this. I'm like,
I can imagine they
don't really care. It's like, I am like, great.
You deserve this. This is prison.
And everyone's getting shit written about them. And so she's like, well, he would never do that about me.
Yeah, that's
and
it's bad. Just like, I forgot that he did everybody.
Yeah.
But it is like kind of
wild.
He
even did his own dad. It's like, if he does your own dad and you don't think he's going to do it to Serena, and then she's like, no, not Dan.
Yeah, it was just wild. He was like, man, I just finished smashing. I'm about to send the pages right now. Like, damn.
No, that was twisted. That was twisted. Yeah. When she's even like, but getting stuck in the elevator? And he's like, Vanya. Like, that was...
That was crazy.
All right,
let's get to that part.
Yeah, we'll go. So, Ruth got at least a love concert to go to. Blair's going to Paris. Dorota being messy. Blair don't want Serena to end up with Dan. I didn't quite understand.
I didn't understand that either. Like, why was she so...
Why does she care about this? Just as, like, vindictiveness?
Yeah, I think it's a... She's so hurt by everything Dan wrote about everything. And she's like, you know, fuck this dude. He's a traitor. Like, he's going to backstab you. And I also think there's probably also a bit of her that, like, is like, they had this whole tryst. And that is probably weird for them to be back together now.
Now she's on the underdog.
Yeah.
Because she had him. It's wild how she like, okay, now you want back with Serena. Now I'm kind of like salty about that.
Yeah.
But it probably just seems like she don't, I mean, with the article and shit, probably like, don't trust him. Get with Vitamin Bay. Mm-hmm. I feel like Dorota's starting to, I think she's starting to like be like, y'all getting on my nerves. Like, I feel like she was like getting ready to smack Blair for a second. I was like,
Vanya got my kids in Minsk. Like,
yeah,
I'm about to go to Minsk with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's like. That's crazy.
And she's still like babysitting these adults.
Yeah. Her kids is in a very far away country.
Yeah.
And
where is that? Do y'all know?
Minsk. Somewhere in Europe.
Eastern. It sounds Eastern European. Yeah. I feel very ignorant on where that is.
The other day was good.
Can we talk about that for a second? Because I don't think, and this is, forgive me if this is too gendered or whatever, audience people, but do moms let dads just travel across the world with kids? Like, I know there's some great single dads out there.
Carl's like, is that kidnapping? Is that to travel with your children?
I feel like
children?
If my father takes kids more than 100 feet away, it's like, what are you doing with my kids?
I understand. Listen, there are some, trust me, I'm a dude. I know I'd be a great dad. Like, I know I'd be a person that could take my kids to Minsk. Yeah. But I was like, he went to Minsk? He didn't just like go to Phoenix.
Probably because I think he might be from, maybe he's like, I want you to meet my grandparents, meet your parents or something. Maybe that's where his people's from.
Sure, I get that. I didn't think it was like he was on vacation or, you know, I knew it's probably like, oh,
but
he's
maybe,
going to see his family.
Maybe Dorota don't want to go.
I'm like, Dorota? You didn't want to go?
That's right. She probably don't fuck with men. Like, where's she from?
She's from Poland.
Yes. Maybe she's
I
like,
took
fuck,
the walk
fuck
to Poland. Like
I think that's interesting. That's an interesting conversation. Yeah. Married people, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. If you have children, would you let your husband
take the kids on an
international trip by himself? Because I do see this stuff online where people are like, the incompetence of men and relationships. And I go, all right. I mean, sure. I'm sure there are some guys out there but I know I don't have that. Like, I know how to do shit. Like, because I was forced to as a child. Mm-hmm. I was raised by a single mom. So I was like, I'm getting a little bit. So, but I'm also like, well, does everybody think this? Because I would also be weird imagine if Iffy, our friend with a child, was like, yeah, I'm taking my daughter to Africa. And I'm like, and Aurora's not going?
Vanya seems like a responsible dad.
Yeah.
He does seem like
To me, the issue is not Vanya. It's why Dorota is putting this other family.
Sure. No.
Why are you not going?
Dorota's more concerned about what Blair's doing than where her children are.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening there. Yeah. But she still seemed a little peeved about it.
Yeah.
This is my new King has a speech where he goes, I was peeved. Yeah. So I'll be saying that shit now.
I was a bit peeved.
I'm a little bit peeved at the way you talked to me the other day.
All right, where we at? Okay, so Serena and Dan gonna have Thanksgiving. First of all, I don't know what time they woke up, but you have to start Thanksgiving dinner much earlier than
Let's
what they
were going to talk about it. Not only that, it's like, who are we gonna invite on the day? I guess I should go pick up a turkey on the day. Like literally,
so
every it's so crazy. And that Dorota had to cook the whole fucking thing. Like later, Lily's like, Dorota, this tastes divine, and like Dorota was gonna maybe be in, like Blair was like, I'm not buying you a ticket anymore. It's like. Dorota had other plans than to make a Thanksgiving dinner, and they kept adding more and more people. Like, it's Dorota, so inconsiderate.
I don't know if it's spoiled, but I feel like she's going to kill somebody. Y'all can't be treating my girl like
that.
That
was crazy. Yeah.
Well, they had a Microsoft tablet product placement.
They held on that show for so long.
There was a couple of product placements in this episode that I thought was pretty funny.
They had a lot for that tablet.
We can jump ahead to one.
Which one?
He goes, looks like you're going to have to find a hot tub time machine.
Oh, yeah. That shit was funny.
All right.
Wait, so
this is when the hot tub time machine came out?
Yeah, was that when it came out? I was wondering. That felt so odd to me.
It had to have been. Like, it had to have been the zeitgeist. Like, they really hit it, too.
A hot tub time. It almost was like
for Chuck
the
to say
actor,
that felt weird.
Like, the Ed Ross guy, whatever his name is, Ed Westwick or whatever. What movie is this?
Like, he's like, say it. Just say it.
You know the director's like, really hit. Hot tub time machine.
Oh, it's the next one, so we didn't jump too far ahead. Serena want to invite everybody. Chuck and Nate are bickering. Hot tub time machine plug. Nate need to fix his books.
I've been cooking my books.
Nate's been cooking his books.
Cooking the books. And Nate's stressed out with that shit because the homies got him on a leash. Bart Bass.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
man! Wait till we get to Bart Bass.
Bart Bass.
We gotta hurry up. I have a heart out. So Blair's gonna stay. Instead of going to Paris, because Serena's like, I won't take no for an answer.
Another one.
I have a trip to Paris.
Yeah.
What do you mean you won't take no for an answer?
And they won't take no.
like, don't go to Paris. Hang out with me on Thanksgiving.
Don't go see your mom. Come with me and your ex-boyfriend.
Hold on. Wait a second. You're back. So we need an impression of Serena saying Chuck.
That's hilarious.
I gotta go.
Speaking of Serena, Blake Lively, do you know how much jewelry she had on at the Super Bowl?
I saw a video about it.
Did DeMar send you that?
Who sent me that?
DeMar
sent
it to me.
And on YouTube.
She had about $150,000 worth of jewelry on at the Super Bowl.
Isn't that wild? She's still getting money, huh?
She's getting money. I mean, this show, I mean, we watching it.
We're making her money right now. It was Zizzy's.
It was so much. Everything from Tiffany was like $68,000, $75,000, $17,000. I was like,
crazy.
So she probably had like $500,000 worth of jewelry on, honestly. Good for her. Up there good for old Serena up there with Taylor Swift.
So I had a question. So in that, I just found this out, but I guess in that box, in the Super Bowl box with Taylor Swift and Ice Spice, there was this black dude in there. So I couldn't figure out who it was, but this is why I heard that Ice Spice's brother is like an all-star quarterback on a football team.
That wasn't him. That was Taylor Swift's best friend.
Oh, just like the homie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They wrote an article about him.
Oh.
Who's this guy? Always with Taylor. Apparently it's her best friend.
She got a black guy best friend? I got a black guy best friend.
I got a black guy best friend.
Oh, I got a black rap best friend.
So does Riley. It's us.
That's the new single from the Tortured Poets Department. It's I Can Fix Him. I've got a new black guy best friend. And Goodbye, London.
Is that what that new album is called?
The Tortured Poets Department.
How do you feel about her? Are you a fan?
I like...
We talk about her on every...
I
like the NFL.
Loved her. Like, I was very much of the time, it's like when her first album dropped, obsessed. Mm-hmm. And then I love Fearless. Then I really fell off. And then I'm like, oh, Midnights is pretty good. I liked that. And then it's like there are some songs his written there. I will say a lot of her stuff sounds the same. Swifties come for me. I don't give a shit. It's like a lot of her stuff is like there's something about I was talking with Jeffrey James about this, that it's like a lot of the intonation kind of drives me insane. But he's like, but that's why they love it. It's like like any song could be like I'm just a girl. You're just a boy. Like it's a lot of that. That it's a lot for me personally.
One of my friends, and I won't dox him because the Swifties are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But he says she makes music that is very easy for everybody to sing.
Yeah, totally.
And so that makes
it's a lot of
young,
talk singing.
Young girls are like, we can all do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like Beyonce doing runs. Everybody can't do that.
Yeah.
And so
that makes sense.
Yeah, Beyonce. Is there portrays someone else? Excellence and Taylor portrays.
That makes sense. Is there someone else you're thinking of that does that? That's as famous too? I bet that's a
like
common
the kind
thing.
Of like talk singing kind of thing?
Probably like basic rappers, like people
Yeah, like
Chief Keef. I don't know.
One, two, three, and to the foe.
Snoop
Dogg. Dog.
Tell us about the Snoop Dogg of pop music.
Right. I'm watching her documentary right now because I want to know who she is. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that doc.
The one on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where are we
all
at?
Right, so Blair gonna meddle with Serena, and so she calls Sage. And she basically gonna devise a plan with Sage to try and get Vita Bae and Serena back together.
Back. Sage is always ready to answer the phone too. She'd be like, what's up, Blair?
She'd be on the phone. Blair, what do you want, Blair? So like, why you answer the phone? If you're so upset that she's calling you, why answer?
Picks up so quickly, sees who's calling her.
What do you want, Blair?
And then she's like, don't you wanna get back with my Nate Archibald? She's like, yeah, I do miss that dick. but yeah, man, it's going down. And then also, I don't know if we talked about, Bart and Lily are supposed to be gone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're supposed to be gone.
Gone to the beach. We're going to be on the sand or something.
Yeah,
we won't be here so you can invite Chuck.
Yeah, you can invite Chuck.
Yeah.
We won't be here.
Chuck.
So Georgina is pissed that Dan won't let her see the chapters. She's trying to figure that out. Serena in the grocery store, right? She in a grocery store she would never be in.
And got that big ass squash in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, get this squash. Man, what you gonna do with that squash?
You ain't doing shit.
Squash that squash.
Yeah. And she runs into Vita Bae. Sage. And so so their plan is divided. So they knew Serena's gonna be at the grocery store. They set it up, so she's there. And they run into each other.
That was a weird moment of like them inviting, you know, Sage, the plan of like trying to get her dad and Serena back together, so inviting them over to Thanksgiving. But it was a weird, like, Sage and her dad are very wealthy. And so it's like, I get that Serena got the last turkey. She's like, Vanderwoodson, and then whatever the hell their last name is. And Serena gets this big last turkey. And then they get, like, the tiniest chicken it felt like Tiny Tim. They get the tiniest chicken you've ever seen.
It's like, well, I gotta invite you.
And then it was wild. It was like, chicken's fine.
Yeah, eat the chicken.
And then Sage, it felt like such a weird moment of, like, that they're starving. She's like, oh man, be really nice to have a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Serena's just like, staring
at
it. I have to save y'all.
That was so, like, I know that she was really trying to get in, but that just felt like such a bizarre reason of, like, Serena being like, well, I can't leave these people out on the street.
These rich people.
Like, you'll
they
find
go get
something.
A damn turkey.
That little chicken looked good anyway.
I know.
That was funny. She was like, that turkey looks great. She was like, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's a big raw piece of meat.
It's a big raw. Yeah. This raw
no, it
turkey
doesn't.
Looks great.
I like
that
Serena
was really
a
funny.
Good joke. It gets one joke like a season. Like once.
So Nate rushes into Chuck's room. He says, Brooks, what's his name?
Brooks Wheeler.
He says that the finance guy, the number cruncher is dead.
Oh yeah. What's his name? Jack Bronson or something.
Yeah. This is Jack Brooks? Was it Jack Brooks? I don't remember.
It was like David Brooks wrote the character author. I don't know.
It was something. I can't remember it, but
don't look it up though.
I'm not gonna look it up. But the finance guy's dead because
he
fell off.
The guy from last episode who told him about the paperwork behind the painting.
He fell off the Bass Enterprise yacht.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
Nate is like, bro, you know your daddy did this shit.
Chuck is all like, it don't matter. It don't matter. Get out of my
room. I can't beat him.
He's like, bro, your dad's killed this cat, man.
It's like, bro, come on. Like, Nate running here like, bro, your daddy did this shit, bro. Your daddy killed this man. You know he killed this man.
We got
this is your
again.
Evidence. This is your smoking gun.
Let's
and
do
so,
it.
And so Blair got a plan to get Bart. Because that's when Nate and Blair go meet up, and she's like, I got a plan. I need a push-up bra and some Native American.
Oh, my God.
This was crazy.
This was crazy.
Oh, man, this was big time.
Yeah, because she wasn't allowed. She went to go invite Chuck to Thanksgiving, and the doorman was like, you can't come in.
She don't want to be on the show.
And so
Like, don't want to talk about this shit.
And so her way of sneaking in the empire is to put on a Native American, like.
I'm not even sure what the plan was, though. Like,
did someone order a Thanksgiving spread?
Oh, like she's pretending she's like a stripper.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, a Thanksgiving Native American stripper. It was like, it was shocking.
Yeah,
the idea of like a guy, people who the market of people who order strippers on Thanksgiving is hilarious. Like, just yeah. Like, I need a pilgrim. I need a Native
the doorman
American
must
stuff.
Have been like, oh, of course, you're the Thanksgiving stripper is here.
Yeah. Oh, Chuck gonna be doing that. Yeah, Chuck up there sad right now. He's gonna be doing that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they're like, this makes sense.
Yeah, this makes total sense. So Ruth gives Dan a talk about the Vander Woodson women. Like, yeah, he's like, listen,
this
man,
is big time.
Humphrey man and Vander Woodson women don't coexist.
Yeah, it's like oil and water, my
G. And then
G.
he say something rude to my man. I'm so sick of, like, bro, this dude has had your back nonstop. Yeah. This
oh,
dude
Dan is such a great father.
And
Dan,
this is where I'm done with Dan, especially because Dan is getting his villain bag. And I don't know why. I must be enjoying the show or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but like when we get to the last part, we'll get there. Everybody's watched it, but when we get, I'm just like, I felt bad for everybody else when I go, he's just doing what y'all have been doing for the past 6 fucking years.
Yeah. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild.
But Georgina's trying to get those Serena chapters from Daphne, and that was quick. And Daphne, and by the way,
folded so fast.
Cover your faces. Daphne's Gossip Girl. But anyway, did someone order a Thanksgiving spread?
Thanksgiving.
Which I thought was funny.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving spread.
No, this outfit some, is crazy. There's some good jokes in this episode.
Yeah. Blair is trying to get Chuck. He's not feeling it. So Bart and Lily stand. And then Vita Bay and Sage pull up. And they're like, ooh, we got everybody.
Yeah,
we're going to
have
4 places.
I love this part when every Thanksgiving episode, you know, it's like,
everyone shouldn't be in the room together. And Chuck agrees to come because he's like, oh, my father won't be there. And she's like, yeah, they definitely won't be there. And she even says, he's like, but we can't be together until I've defeated my father. And I'm like, give me a break. And she goes, well, I know that we may not be able to have our happily ever after, but we could at least have like some fun along the way or something like that. And he's like, well, I suppose that'll be okay. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah. It is wild as hell.
What'd she do with that outfit too?
She still got it. So Daphne hits him with the approval. He gets his text. He's like, Daphne, mm-hmm. he's like, you can release the story. But he got 2 stories. He's
right.
Like,
yo, so maybe one was a good, one's bad or something.
Yeah, one was a good and one was a bad. And they don't know which one he's going
to
raise.
Because in the argument, he's like, I got to become Bart Bass to get her. It's crazy.
So Blair and Chuck pull up. It's going to be a mess because Bart is snaking around.
Bart looking crazy. He got the veins popping.
He's red the whole episode.
Bro, like, this is your son. Like, outside of all this shit, like, just, like, be there for your son.
Yeah.
He's well, like, it isn't fresh caught marlin.
That's your son, dog. So Vita Bay gets in Dan's face and tell him to step off Serena.
That was a crazy interaction.
Yeah, he was coming hard. Like, where that energy come from?
You the ex, bro. Get your ass up out of here. I'm back. You see me up in here.
Yeah.
She's broken up about me.
You a rebound.
Those are the dudes that I just came back from Africa. I gave him some vitamins.
I was giving African vitamins.
I was like, what?
This episode is crazy.
He went down and gave some Flintstone vitamins. Yeah. Like,
did anybody order a Thanksgiving spread? And I just came back from Africa giving people vitamins.
Wildlife.
You could
have. And then there was another moment where Serena was in her bag, like, because Dan rightfully is like, why is he here? Yeah. And she's like, why are you tripping? Like, because you literally just was dating this dude like 2 weeks ago. Like,
yeah.
Why do you care about why he's here? They didn't have no place to go. They do have a place to go. It's called their house.
you're saying Riley, it's like she's treating him like they was some like out
I
the
know.
Street.
She's like, y'all gotta come over. I have to invite them. And like, he's talking. Then the next scene is like, I'm so rich. I can provide for this woman.
That's something I would do though. I'd be like, oh, y'all can come. I was like, not just being like invited random ass people. But big mistake.
So at this moment, this is where the shit starts kind of getting good. Blair tells Chuck about the plan. Mm-hmm. Now, at first, I'm pissed off because I'm like, if fucking Bart Bass walks around that corner,
right?
Because these motherfuckers have been pissing me off for 6 seasons
mm-hmm.
with this. I'm going to talk out loud and
the
person is always listening.
I was proud of the show for not doing that because he was close. But I saw him over in the corner. But I was like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
I was like, cool. All right. So they're going to get this shit popped. So he tells about the plan. That's good. They come to. So Georgina approaches Dan. And he knows what chapter he's going to post. He said, I know which one I'm going to do. We all wondering what she's going to do. A Bruce Kaplan's name. Because I wrote it down right here.
Bruce Kaplan.
So Blair tells Lily about Bruce Kaplan, and Lily's like, huh?
He died?
Bruce died?
Yeah, because they're like, the only person we need to get to like believe that Bart is a murderer is Lily. And if Lily's on board, then like we're cool.
We're good.
Then like everything's good. Yeah. She does it in such, I love Blair. She does it in such a great way. Like just at a buffet and like there's no emotion. Like it's so
Did clean. You see that? So that kind of made me upset because I felt like,
crazy.
I felt like Lily would have been able to read through that
100%.
Reaction. Being like, you trying to do some some.
It was so clear. She's like, wow, Bart never told you? That's surprising. Anyway, like enjoy the meal.
Yeah.
Like it was so,
that
it was
funny.
So heavy-handed.
Because she know, it's like almost like a, what's that called when you deny, when you don't want to believe something?
Plausible
like
deniability?
What Trump people are going through right now. And they can't like, in her mind, she knows it's wrong. She knows Bart Bass is this guy.
Yeah.
But it's like she doesn't want to admit
it.
Otherwise,
ignorant?
She's like,
yeah, willfully ignorant.
Willful,
yeah.
Willful ignorance.
And you can see it though in her, like she's like,
yeah.
She got the, her, that was some good acting. Cause like her face just like kind of went flush. Like,
yeah.
It's like, man, this nigga, he killed somebody. Yeah. Man, I was just sleeping with this person.
Because that's what they said before. They were like, look, Lily put up with his bullshit. She don't care about no oil embargo.
Yeah.
She rich. The rich people don't give a shit about petty white collar crime.
Yeah.
But if he kills somebody, she feels responsible
that's
for
the
that.
Line,
yeah,
know?
That's the line for her. So Vita Bay approaches Arena. And he's like, all right, you can kick Dan out of here now. What the fuck? We back together, baby.
Yeah.
We back.
I don't know. That got wild.
Yeah, he was like, we back. What are
he
you
was
doing?
Your rebound for me. No, you were my
vitamins,
rebound
girl.
From him.
That was cool. Give him
like,
my belly.
Like, and that really, like, she kind of gagged him a little bit. He's like, and then he, like, it's amazing. It was just such a great example of, like, you know, when that man's ego was hit, and then he's like, oh, well, maybe I was right about you after that, Catalina, after all. It's like, maybe I was right about you for shitting on your sex tape after all. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, why you bring, she should've been, why you bringing up old shit?
Yeah,
up my sex tape?
But
get
then
your ass
she
out
was
of my
like,
house.
Why are you leaving? It's like, girl, like, why do you care? Why do you care?
Why do you care why he's leaving? Let him go.
Yeah, he wild. I think
why would
just,
you want him to
that's
stay?
That's interesting. It was weird that he just was like all about her all of a sudden, but I guess he'd been heartbroken that whole time.
Do y'all think that Serena has like an extreme need to be liked, but also cannot be a good person? Like,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I agree. I think, she's like, wants everyone to like her, but also doesn't want to do anything.
Is that, incredibly
that,
selfish.
Yeah. To make that help
she
it,
is
yeah.
like astoundingly selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so interesting. So Chuck and Nate getting in the files. And I just know Bart is finna walk up. Like, I was watching this on my couch, looking over my shoulder.
Yeah, I know, like,
while they're getting into it, and Sage is like, let's make out. And it's like, girl, not the time.
Oh, no,
not the
up.
Time.
This is my favorite joke in the whole episode.
Like, she goes, it's okay, you can watch it.
He's like, she's a keeper. I was like, yo, that was funny, bro.
Yeah.
Chuck, like, that was really funny.
Yeah.
She's a keeper, Nate.
Chuck ain't never changed. And then,
was it amuse the young lady, Nathaniel?
He's like, I can handle it from here.
Yeah.
Like, Sage is a different breed. She's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
She's like, horny as hell.
Yeah.
She just needed to, like,
I'm trying to get mashed out right now. Y'all looking at, yeah, she's like, y'all looking through files and shit. What the fuck y'all doing?
Yeah. He's coming here to make out.
She's a keeper.
So Blair and Chuck walk up to the dinner table. Once they get the files, I felt like this was the wrong moment for this. I always
does feel like there's such a big plan, and then it's just like, bleh.
They got too excited. Like, they got too impulsive. And I have some thoughts about that and how, like, versus Lily, and I know it's at the end, but it's like,
yeah.
Lily is a mature woman.
Yeah.
She knows how to deal in a crisis.
It's like
meanwhile,
their age shows in a little bit. Like,
we got your bar.
Exactly. Like, as soon as they get the information,
if
we
I
have
found
it.
Out that somebody I knew killed somebody, I'm a big low key kind of scared to just tell them that shit.
Yeah.
Like, he might kill you right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. You'd be like, dah,
that's
dah,
what
dah.
I thought. I was sitting there being like, bro, this dude is so cocky showing Bart this shit.
Yeah.
Bart is finna kill this man.
Yeah.
So
y'all ain't no killers. Like, clearly y'all just found out he's a real ass killer.
Yeah. It proves that the another, like, a sheik, I'm forgetting his last name, but another dude who would have been able to.
Yeah, Sheikh Hassan or something.
Yeah, Sheikh Hassan. Yeah. That it was like he died in a Bass provided car and that they had the proof and that's the link of, like.
Oh, yeah, that they tied it together.
The
like, all your vehicle,
transportation.
Somebody dying.
And Lily's like, I need some air. And then Bart take her up to the room, and he yelling at her, and he grabbed her.
Yeah,
he
was
like,
"I
killed nobody.
You're hurting me now.
You're hurting me right now.
You're hurting me right now."
They did this shot That shot was weird. It was
that
like,
was a very
it was like
weird
he floated
shot.
In. It cut, like, yeah. It cut to a wide, and he was like, yeah. It's like, yo, get off her, man. Yo, get off her.
He was on a skateboard.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it was like a ghost. Like,
we're going to push you right. They push you into the scene. Yeah. He's like,
he floated like a demon in an 80s movie.
I was like, yo, Bart was wild.
He was wild. He had gravity. Like, you hurt me right
he
now.
He could feel his world crumbling.
Yeah, he's like, man, this motherfucker might got me. I'm going to have to kill my son. So the chapter comes out at the dinner table. Everybody see the chapter. The Serena chapter comes out.
I'm gonna have to kill my son. I've been hoping you didn't find out. Now you put me in a position. Look what you did to me.
Look what you did to me. Now I gotta kill you, bro.
Now I have to kill my son.
And Blair. I'm gonna kill Blair too.
I'm gonna kill Blair. I'm gonna kill you. And I'm only gonna kill Blair because I don't like her. Yeah. She get on my nerves. So I'm gonna kill both of y'all.
She's nosy.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna blame it on Nate. Mm-hmm. I will never be defeated.
Georgina had a very funny line. It's like Serena's like, you know, thank you. Like she toasts. She's like, thank you for everyone for coming. And Georgina, who I did not invite, but is here. And then like the article comes out and Georgina stands up. She goes, I also have something I'm very grateful for. Yeah. Freedom of the press.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. She dropped that.
The way she stood up was so funny.
She's so fucking funny.
Yeah, she's
Georgina
good.
Georgina kills
yeah, she's
me.
Great. She might good. Be my favorite
she's
character.
She's so fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That was funny. Dan chops Serena down like a tree. That's it. It's over. He's a Bart Bass snake. He's a Bart Bass snake.
Prove Blair right. Blair was like, he's gonna get you. And Serena's like, Dan would never do that to me. Yeah. And she said, yeah, he fucking will.
He did. Mm-hmm. She was like, I'm happy 90% right. 90% happy I'm right.
That was funny too. Yeah, they was in their bag.
There was some good jokes in this one. So Chuck goes up to Lily and is like, let me get you some water. What did he do to you? Blah, blah.
Yeah, you
and
okay?
then he come walking down and she's like, I knew I should have tried to reconcile y'all. She switch up on him. Yeah. And Chuck is like, fuck. You snaking like, me too?
You still believing in this?
You still believing in this, dude. Why are you doing this? And so anyway, it's over. I'm truly surprised that Bart did not stab him right
here. Truly.
His back against the wall right now. Yeah. But I could tell that Lily, and I didn't remember. I was like, I feel like Lily's covering right now. Cause
no,
Bart
she's smarter than that. Yeah. It's like Chuck just didn't give her any credit.
Yeah,
like
don't you
that...
think she's not going
to
say shit?
I know. And like right when she's like, Chuck, like you were right, da da da. And then just to flip, of course, because she's scared and is like, no. You need to actually think about this shit. If your dad is out here killing people, you can't do it like this. But he just sees it. He's like, oh, well, fuck me. Like, you don't believe me. Fuck this.
I got you proof.
Yeah.
But it did make me wonder how did that scene where he grabbed her end, where he felt like he could just come down like that?
Yeah.
It did seem like they must have had some kind of like chill moment for Bert to believe that it was all good.
I think he does have a modicum of respect for Lily, where he was like, all right, I'm wilding.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wilding right now. I'm not going to kill you.
I'm just going to shake you up a little bit.
I'm going to shake you up. Shake it up. So Dan comes down. He got his bag. And Nate goes, hey, Dad, wait. And he turns around.
Oh, man.
Nate sock him in the face.
It was a weak-ass punch,
It was
too.
Weak as fuck.
Like,
he
should knock
his ass out. He goes, that's from all of us. And then there's a camera cut to everybody, and they all like,
Hated that Sage was there. Was a part of that, from all of us. It's like, shut up. You're not in the group. Get the fuck out of there.
That's my man. He said he hit you.
They should have cut to Ivy in the corner being like.
Man, he took that punch, though. But that's wild. And then this when he went to the elevator with Georgina. Yeah.
Do they all hate me now? They fear you. Welcome to the Upper East Side.
I was like, yo, that was kind of tight. Yeah. I was like, damn, that's real shit.
Yeah.
Because he's right. Like, she's right, kind
of. So I'm like, okay, so of course we can't. I'm going to watch the next episode very soon. But I'm like, is this the end of the friendship of this? Like, is this Dan's? I know it's not the end of Dan, but I'm like, is this the end of Dan as a part of this friend group? Mm-hmm. That's interesting to me. So Lily says, it's nighttime. She says, I think I'm going to go to Maraval. And I look at where that was, Turks and Caicos, Trinidad, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to go to, that Turks and Caicos was where they were supposed to go with his trumpet.
Yeah.
And she's like, I think I'm going to go to Maraval. And Bart is like, that sounds like a good idea.
This scene looks scary. It almost turned like a horror movie almost.
Yeah.
Like he was by the fire. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should go.
Yeah,
why don't you get up out of here?
Now, to me, this is a mistake from Bart.
Yeah.
Like, does he trust this woman this much with the information that came out today?
Right.
Like, to leave her alone.
Yeah,
he's going to be like,
you can go. Yeah, go ahead. Don't say nothing. But it's just, to me, I'm like, why is Bart letting her leave? That was confusing
He's
to me.
He's inconsistent. He's very strange.
That was very strange to me. I'm like, why is he letting her leave? Mm-hmm. He should be like, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
You know the secrets. But then Bart texts Nate.
But he had to play it cool. He couldn't show his hand that it's like, that it doesn't matter that she knows that. It is coincidence. Of course you can go to wherever the hell you're
going.
Right.
But clearly that's the thing though, because clearly she's trying to get away from him.
Mm-hmm.
I would at least, if he was like, I'm coming with you.
Right.
And then I'm like, he's going to kill Lily.
Right.
But then.
Good idea, honey.
Yeah.
What is like a spa or something like that? Probably.
Maybe.
It seemed like a spa getaway type vibe.
I Googled it and it was a different country. she didn't pack any bags. But Bart texts Nate at that moment. He's making out with Sage and he tells Sage about the whole shit. I'm like, who gives a
That makes, like, you
a, that makes you a bad boy too.
This is it. Also, because I really don't remember, but like, this is kind of whack for Nate if that's who Nate ends up with for the show.
Yeah,
and all the girls he's been with, every girl he's been with, I'm like, this feels like an odd, way for him to go out. But I don't really remember.
There was something that bumped in that it was like they were. It's like that Sage and her dad were supposed to be somewhere else, and that he's like, well, someone didn't finish their college applications, and I'm like, wait, is Sage like 18? Is she like? So
he
that's also,
hell,
I'm like, yeah, I forgot that. I'm like, oh, she's a child.
Yeah, she's still
like, that's why she would have been like, let's make out. Like,
yeah,
but then it's like, it's like, they seem to be like, maybe he's
Nate,
just depressed.
Come
like,
on.
He's like, I don't know, man. It's all I got right now. I'm going to go to jail.
Oh,
like,
I need somebody.
That's what I would have going on.
So,
but he's never really found a good girl for him.
No.
I don't think so.
Especially since Lola is on an NBC show now.
I know Lola was probably the best. He should go to. He should
oh
go to
yeah,
meet, get
Lola.
Over her.
Yeah, Lola was too good for him.
Lola's on Chicago Med.
Yeah,
that's why they broke up.
People's Choice Award for best TV.
Yeah, she was gonna go be in the ensemble of Wicked. That's right.
She was gonna go do that, and then he stopped her from doing that.
Yeah.
But then at the beginning of this season, they were like, and now Lola's on that NBC show.
Yeah, crazy.
NBC.
She's working her ass off.
Yeah, she's on Chicago Med. So. Dan goes home and disrespects Ruth again. I'm like, man, I'm done
he's
with this
like,
dude.
Yeah, that's
man.
Why you ain't shit, daddy.
Yeah, you ain't never been shit, dad. You ain't never do shit for me.
Because he's like,
dad.
Look, I wouldn't have done all that. I don't know. He's like, I got a plan, whatever. But I think.
He says he got a plan.
I don't know.
I'm anxious to see it. I'm very anxious to see it. So Lily calls Chuck and says, I had to get away from your daddy. Like, I was on your side from the beginning. Like, you know what
obviously.
I had to do. I'm going to help you. This is good. This is good news. I'm gonna help you do whatever you need to do, but you Bart coming for your ass.
Yeah.
So you need to fucking figure it out.
Yeah, get out of it. You better go and hide in
and
or something.
Nate, be in my office at 9 a.m. So you cover your eyes if you want to. I don't think this is. I
will anyway.
I'm pretty privy to the fact that he's gonna try and use Nate to kill Chuck or something like that. But I feel like Nate is not gonna do that. But we're gonna see. We're gonna see.
Remember.
So Serena tries to call Vita Bay, but he ain't having it.
God.
He's sitting there reading the article. I love that part.
That was tight.
Yeah.
Oh, and then shout out to the one part where Bass Daddy was like, "You're pretty good with that article, Dan."
Oh yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Impressed. I'm impressed with that work.
That was like the culmination of like I'm trying to become Bart Bass.
Yeah.
And Bart is like,
that was a good idea right there.
I admire your editorial
like,
skills, or something like that. What he said.
Oh, and then he goes back to Rufus, and he's like, "I did it, and I lost everybody." And then to your point, he's like, "Even though." I did the same shit that they all do to each other, but for some reason it's bad when I do it. Mm. And Rufus just gave him, I'm like, oh, my dad did. He's like, well, good
That's
for you, I guess.
That's such an
I'm
interesting
like,
theme. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I get what he's saying, but it's like, because we're all good people. Like, I feel that way sometimes. You see bad people, like you see like Trump and these people win, or like the billionaires, and you're like, man, why am I so good? Like, fuck, I'm going to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it don't feel right, though. Yeah.
It ain't the same
it's
thing.
Like, it's something wrong with that. Yeah.
Now, if I was Rufus in this moment,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like,
you spank him.
I'd whip his ass. I'd take off my belt and whip his ass. No, I would be like,
in my rose embroidered shirt.
I'd be like, good. He's like, you missed Lisa Loeb's house tonight. I hope Rufus ends up with Lisa Loeb on this show. That's what I do. You can cover your eyes, but I hope they end up together.
Who the fuck is that?
I would have been like, hey, my man, where you think you going? Oh, I'm just going to bed. Bitch, no, you ain't. You ain't gonna find somewhere else to stand and talk to me like that. You're a grown
for
ass
real.
Man. You better get your ass up out of here.
For real.
Yeah, I would kick his ass all the way out the house. Like, you done, dog. You done. You've been disrespecting me too much. I would have I would have gave him the fist.
Oh, yeah, he could have gave him another little knock.
Yeah, that would have been
tight. No, like Dan is such a dick to his dad. Yeah. He's such a dick to his dad.
If Rufus had got up and punched Dan, I would have did a backflip.
Wait, where's Jenny?
She gone.
I know, but like, where?
She's in, like, Europe or
Europe
something?
Europe or something,
or
doing
she's
fashion.
At, or no, she's with the mom, I think, up in North
Hudson.
Oh, that's right.
My but mom I think up in I keep, Hudson. That's the thing. I keep wanting her to come back, but I forgot that she's actually, like, off the show.
Yeah.
Like, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So Chuck calls Blair, and they're going to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we
get the hookup, finally.
Finally.
The pact. Will you join me, Blair? Help me take down my father. God. And then we'll have sex. Then we'll have sex. It's like, come on, bro. Let's just fuck right now. Like,
what do you rate this episode, Riley Ansbaugh?
Oh, man. Here's the thing. It's a very good Thanksgiving episode. I don't think it's my favorite Thanksgiving ep because I really got the sense that it's like, we only have 3 episodes left in the show. How do we connect everything at the same time very quickly? I'm going to give it
3.89.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
XOXO.
XOXO.
XOXO. XOXO. Somebody want a Thanksgiving spread.
Come on, Pocahontas needs his John.
Pocahontas needs her John. I always thought myself more of a Franz Ferdinand. You know, who do you say?
Yeah, I was going to ask y'all that reference. Insane. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like that's the other white dude in the book.
That
was like
the evil man. Like, why you mess with that Indian girl?
Yeah, the one that was like real racist.
What do you give it, Lamar?
I'll give it a 4. Solid 4.
4.
Good. Okay. Not my favorite Thanksgiving, but. In terms of the season, probably the best episode of the season so far.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, XOXO.
I'm going to copycat Blair.
I know, she looked like Blair. I feel like I'm hanging out with Blair.
Did somebody order a Thanksgiving spread?
I'm going to copycat Riley and give it a, 3.91.
Ooh.
3.91. Because I did enjoy the episode, and I enjoyed that Lily did come around to Chuck. I'm nervous about next episode. I am going to watch it. We got to do another episode tomorrow, so I am going to watch it tomorrow. I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the time in between, I got something to talk to you about after this, too.
Okay.
The time in between this tomorrow episode and the season finale
is going to kill us.
I think we got to do it faster.
Should we just why are we doing it?
Because it has to coincide with the weeks that it comes out. So we're a week ahead and then we're going to
That's why. Oh, okay. So, yeah, because then we'll be jumping in.
Yeah.
Dang, that's going to suck, too.
It's gonna
oh,
suck.
My God.
I have some serious to talk to you about that, too. So.
3.91.
Huh?
3.91.
So that's
XOXO. XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO.
XOXO.
Ordered
a sandwich.
Turkey sandwich with cranberry sauce.
Yeah, that was tight. They be planning the rota with the pumpkin. Oh, I chocolate. Like this. Would you put some cranberries in it? This is good. The rota. She's like, fuck y'all.
Yeah,
I'm like, y'all kill everybody.
My kids in Minsk.
I gotta get the Minsk.
If you spoil it right now, and the spoiler is just the rota kills everybody at the end.
That'd be so. Like, I'd be like, he won't believe me. I'll just keep saying it.
Yeah, because I wouldn't. And if that happened, I would still be surprised by that.
Of course.
I'd be like, damn, I was. Not expecting that.
It's definitely how I would end this show. If it was my show, I'd be like, I want to
she's just so sick
everybody.
Of it after all these years. Yeah. She's just so like, fucking
y'all
done.
Y'all fucking ran me ragged.
That's hilarious. All right, what we got for news, Lamar?
Okay, so there's some big news going on. So, okay, so they asking, what's the name? Nicki Minaj is trying to ask Cat Williams to come on tour with her for the Pink Friday tour and make it a whole thing. So I think that's going to be fun. I'll go check that out. But who else from our show should go with them? Like be like an opening act, like just introduce Nicki Minaj or somebody.
Who would be open act for Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
From our show, yeah. Lisa Loeb.
It just made me think of Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Yeah. Every time said that. I think I would like to see Rufus do my song. I don't know if this is a spoiler or not. I would love to hear that song come back. Every time I look at you, I forgot
about that song.
I don't know if they're gonna hear that again. But the other thing that's going on is Alexei Navalny got killed. Real rest in peace. It's getting real out here, y'all. I don't know what's gonna happen, but we might go to war. I don't know, but we gotta send somebody over to Russia to lead the resistance now. So who should do that from our show?
Lead the resistance.
Yeah, take Alexei Navalny's spot.
You know what? Give it to Dan. He's got a plan.
Yeah, he got a plan. He's like, don't worry, I've got Putin under my thumb or whatever. Okay, so that's
the
news.
Don't worry, I got a plan, and it's working.
That's the big news of the day. Also, y'all been buying my album. Thank y'all for that. I love that. And I love that people are really responding to it. It means a lot to me because I worked really hard on it. But keep buying it, too, because I did spend all my money making it, and I'm broke now. So anytime you buy it, it helps me, actually, directly.
Do you have anything to plug for us, Miss Riley?
Ooh, if you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm at Riley Anspaugh on Instagram, Riley Coyote on Twitter. I have a HeadGum show, improv show called Review Review. Both Carl and Lamar have been on.
Yeah, I love that podcast.
I host that with Alfred Broadwell Evans. Watch the HeadGum sketches, which I do with Jeffrey James and Amir. And then on Thursday, February 29th, a short film that I made with Daniel Rashid. We're doing our LA premiere at the Hollywood Reel Independent Film Festival. And that will be at LA Live. And we are in the 7 p.m. comedy block. If you guys want to come and watch our short film, Chauncey, we would love to see you guys.
Oh, awesome. There you go. That, when is that?
It's on Thursday, the 29th.
All right.
All right, I'll pull up on you. Yeah, at the LA Live. They're playing movies there?
In the crypto.com arena. Yeah. at the Regal Cinema down there.
Oh, LA Live. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So that's the one thing coming up there.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congrats.
Well, we get down to the nitty gritty, y'all.
I can't believe
it. We got two episodes left, yo.
We got two more.
That's insane.
Rochelle is not here to tell me the exact date for the live stream, but it's going to be soon. And it's going to be on a Wednesday night. We're going to do it on a Wednesday night. So be ready. I'll get that exact date from Anya or Rochelle. We'll post it on the page. Make sure you're following XOXO Gossip Kings _ podcast. The page is almost obsolete, y'all. Oh my gosh, we're almost done.
Yeah.
Thank you to 3 years. Neil.
Wow.
Neil is here. Give it up for Neil.
Neil, thank you for that monologue. You open it up.
Oh, yes.
Open
the show.
I need you to learn the Magic Johnson one, though. I'm still trying to find it. Right. We will see you next time. That was a joke on a sitcom that was really funny back in the day. And I don't remember what show it was on. We'll see you next time right here on XOXO. That's okay. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.